Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick Allen with us. How you doing, Nick?
What's up? Good. How are you going?
I saw you a bunch of places past weekend on stage. Some were telling jokes.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Fun. Persia, and then I did a private thing at a golf course in Ankeny.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, cool. Good crowds, good fun.
Persia was a little rough. We always have a lot of fun there, but we had some of these small towns, like if there's a t-ball game or something, the crowd's like half of what it would
of course
normally
it is
be,
yeah so. Yeah, you're right,
sure,
of course it is.
Yeah,
something going
we'll
down.
Get the timing better next time.
They're obligated
Ankeny was fun
to attend that t-ball game.
Right, right, exactly.
But I thought about yesterday when I heard another Mr. song on the radio.
Not Broken Wings.
Kyrie.
Kyrie. Oh, I love that. I actually like that song.
I do too.
Yeah.
Nice. I didn't know they played another Mr.
I mean,
before.
There were two hits.
For comedy purposes, you
were two hits.
Broken Wings, that's the bigger hit.
Oh, yeah.
But Kyrie got a good run, too.
Yeah, it did. Nice. It did. You should break into that next just to do it, especially if you play somewhere on a Tuesday, just call it Two for Tuesday and do them both.
Sing it right after Broken Wings.
Yeah. I don't think we have Kyrie in there.
Probably not.
I don't think we had Broken Wings, did we? No, I think I played that for Nick the other day.
Right. Yeah, I could probably grab it from the soccer mom station down the hall.
Okay. We'll have Nick practice Kyrie later on. You might not even know that song.
Great. Now I'm going to be up till 3 tonight.
Is that
practicing Kyrie in the garage.
Is that Latin, Craig? I don't know.
I don't even remember. I just sang it.
I never knew.
I thought it was just a name.
I heard once and forgot it. No, Kyrie Eleison means Lord have mercy or God have mercy.
No idea.
Kyrie
I sang that song. I had no idea what it meant.
The road that I must travel.
Yep, don't
blah,
even
blah,
know.
Blah.
Don't even know.
Lord have mercy.
I took it like it was a chick's name.
No.
Yeah, it changed the whole meaning of that song.
I never knew.
Never be the change.
We are putting up a video or did put up a video or something like that of a guy who was involved, I think it's in Ukraine or something. The guy, the government boss there is having his morning show. Putting on a morning show, and so
morning TV or morning radio?
Yes.
Okay.
And so one of the guys goes up on stage, and he's an older gentleman, and he goes up on stage. It's just a very quick clip, and goes up there and sits down and crosses his legs.
Oh, this is a great video. Yeah. You see? I'll go ahead. Tell him. Tell him what happens.
And in the crossing of his legs, the old guy crushes a nut.
And we know that look because we've all done it.
And the look on his face is priceless.
Yes.
But as Tyler says, we've all done it.
Yeah, so we know. People say, well, how can you know it's a nut crunch? Oh, that's a nut crunch face.
It is.
Yeah.
It is
like he
obvious.
Pulled a muscle. He puts his leg down. Oh, and he pulls his leg back off again.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, it goes
obvious,
back immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an obvious nut crush.
So, ladies, don't punch those.
Yeah, we were doing some exercise and yoga class the other day, and it was crunching my nuts every rep. Ow!
Did it turn into you liking it? It sounds like that.
No, no.
Wouldn't you stop the reps or just pull your balls closer?
It would just pop a little bit.
Oh, God.
And I was the only guy in class, so I couldn't say, hey, is anyone else nuts hurting as a result of this
exercise? Some lady go, yeah, me.
Yeah.
This is not a ball-friendly pose.
Some transitioning chick, yeah, me. Me too, Todd.
Don't you go there for a certain amount of serenity?
Yeah.
Your balls are just getting squashed.
Well,
so we do a different move. My nuts are hurting back here.
Certain amount of core exercises. I suppose I could have spread my legs apart a
yes,
little
you could have.
Yeah.
That's always keep saying.
That's always a good idea, Todd.
We've always said.
I hear that a lot.
You could spread those legs apart.
You could spread your legs a little farther.
Yes, you could.
Please do.
Because
we
know you can.
We've seen it.
You can check out that video now. It's on the Facebook and Twitter.
It's funny. It's obviously what's happening to
it's
that
dude. Instant reaction. His head like throws back in pain.
What I love about that the most is it just went viral. It's like, come on. It was a split second in a Ukrainian show in the middle of nowhere.
Whatever country it was.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's relatable.
Now. Yeah, it's totally relatable.
It's relatable. Yeah.
Now, there's a video. I mean, the stuff that goes viral, we didn't get a chance to talk to it, but it was they showed it on Levitard's TV show yesterday, how people were just get famous right away because they do something stupid. Now, this is a kid. He's probably about 7 or 8, and he's catching in a little league baseball game. And the kid steals third base, and he throws the ball down. The catcher throws the ball down to third base. Something happens where the ump doesn't call the strike or something like that. And this kid's small. He rips his helmet off. He walks off, starts walking off, walks towards his dugout, rips his catcher's mask off, rips then he finally rips off his chest protector, and then turns around and backs up and flips off the ump on
double
the way.
Flip off.
Double flipped off the ump, and they had to bleep the flips on TV on ESPN, which is so stupid. I want to see the video without the bleeps. And he's literally a 7-year-old kid walking off, flipping off the ump with a double bird. Have you seen it?
Yes, I saw it.
When you find that post, it's incredible. But that is simultaneously hilarious, and then like, man, that's my kid.
Yeah.
You know, and Levitard had a great line. He goes, that kid must be just horrible in school. bad kid.
Right.
Just an ass.
Right. It's basically what he said.
Yeah.
Everyone on the panel said, this kid's an ass.
Kid's an ass, but check out the funny video. Right. Now, that kid's famous for life. That's always good. Remember that video? That kid, that's me. Yeah, it was me.
Yeah. Well, so now he's got that to live up to.
Exactly. Right.
Good portion of the viral video is celebrating ass hattery.
But that guy made himself the ass hat. This guy just crossed his legs and his nut just random. Now he's the guy. How's your nuts? Hey, Sven, how's your nuts? I don't know where he's from. But what his
I
name
forget
is.
Where.
He's never going to live it down.
Plus, where's that from?
Luckily for him, he'll be dead soon.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he's an old dude. Yeah. Lucky for him, he'll be dead soon. Nick said that. Good point.
Oh, yeah, we don't have to live it down for long.
No. Right.
Our buddy Merle, I always thought they were saying, carry a laser for the Mr. song.
Yeah, that's just a kid thing. Like, bathroom on the right, that bit.
Yeah.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
And it's Greek, by the way.
Yeah.
Kyrie eleison.
It has always been Greek to me.
Yeah, yes. Me too.
Yeah. You're welcome for that.
Yeah.
Let's play.
Nobody actually thanked you, but go ahead.
No. You didn't have to. You don't have to
thank me
for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's play a slightly different game.
What's this one?
A couple of Michelle Bachmann birthdays. It was on this date in 2013. We lost James Gandolfini.
Happy birthday!
That was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was on this date in 2010. We lost Manute Bol.
Who's taller?
Who was older at their time of demise?
Was it 6 years ago we lost Gandolfini?
It was in 2013.
Okay, Gandolfini was...
he was relatively
52
young.
Or 51.
Yeah. I say Manute.
Oh, no. He was
Who was older at time of demise?
6 years ago, he was 51 or 52, Gandolfini. I know that's for a fact. Most likely as a fact.
But,
so Manute Bol was...
I'd say a year older.
Yeah, I'm going to say Manute.
Manute made it longer, I think, right?
I'm sticking with him on taller.
Everybody went with Manute.
James Gandolfini died at the age of 51.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Manute Bol died at the age of 47.
Oh! Really?
Screw you, Nick.
We should have figured that out.
I won with the old $1 on the Price is Right.
Exactly.
That's how that
you
was.
Did.
Yeah. I knew how old Gandolfini was. So same year for us. And, I didn't realize we watched Manute play one of his last couple of games. When he played for the minor league team that came through town,
the Continental Basketball Association.
Exactly. So he was still playing. So he probably would have been younger than Gandolfini, right?
I thought it was like maybe mid-50s.
Yeah.
Manute died.
We messed that up. I should have.
I
was too concentrated on getting the exact age of Gandolfini
52.
Right, which I nailed.
Because when we saw Manute play, we were young ourselves, relatively.
Yeah. Not young enough to play.
Those years go by quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
And his kid's getting drafted this year.
Mnuchin is?
Yeah. Okay. Bol Bol.
Wow. Oh, that's right. He's Bol Bol.
Mm-hmm.
You don't name your kid Bol Bol. If your first name's Bol, last name's Bol, you don't name him Bol.
Tell it to my son, Alan Allen.
Yeah, and Evan Evans over there, too.
Yeah.
It's just poor parenting.
Puss Puss. We didn't have, you didn't have a boy,
yeah,
so you
named right. I had a girl. That
you had a boy named ready to go.
Bad.
Yeah. You had a boy named ready to go. Puss Puss would have been his name.
Yeah.
He would have been flipping off umpires all over the place by now.
Todd could have done that. Brant works both first
true.
And last.
Yeah, Brant.
You could have been Brant.
It's actually a good first name.
Yeah. Better than yours.
It is.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Todd's a fine name.
Eh.
Todd is a name.
Listen to Craig hammering Todd.
I keep seeing these.
And Todd hammers Todd.
Yeah, he does. It's not a cool name.
There's a meme out there. The only thing that's less cool than Todd with two D's is Todd with one D.
That is lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
nobody names
that's
your
bad.
Kid. That's stupid.
It's incredibly lazy.
It was
it
a
lazy.
Sign, and Todd still owes somebody for some gravel.
Yeah. Do you think they just ran out of D's on that sign, or that's just that kid that spells the name? I think some people do spell with it one D, which
sure.
is stupid.
Could have been a misspelling.
Right.
Those are the people that, usually it's haters that spell it T-O-D and Tylor, T-Y-L-O-R.
Yeah.
I hate Todd with one D
and
Tylor with an O.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder you hate Todd with one D.
Yeah, Todd with one D.
I mean, that's all you need to know.
That's right. Oh, he's a one D Todd.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Hated that guy for years.
Right.
Yeah, double D.
Craig, I'm looking at a photo here. Remember you told me that magician, they found his body in the river?
Yeah.
Now, the head, look, it says, magician's body found after failed river stunt. He did that tied-up thing.
He tried to do the Houdini
thing. Is this picture of them laying him in or pulling him out?
Yes.
Because I guess you wouldn't pull him out by his legs.
If that's all you can reach.
No, it looks like they're lowering him.
I think he's getting in.
Yeah, they're
there.
Lowering him in this picture I got. Yeah, that didn't work out so well.
So is that the best magic show you've ever seen, then, if you're there?
Yes.
You're like, this guy's a douche.
He didn't come back up, and 3 days later, they found him down the river.
3 days?
Yes. Problem is, you brought kids out to see the show.
Now, he was dead at the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not like he made it.
No.
Right. They just couldn't find him?
Nope.
Couldn't find him. He did not resurface.
Where was this?
India.
Wow.
Imagine
that. Indian River, right. Yeah, the Indian River in India.
Some dude that was supposed to go with his girlfriend to see him like a week later, and he's like, thank God.
At first, they thought it was part of the stunt when he didn't come back
out. Yeah, he just showed up behind
him. So they're just waiting around.
Yeah.
Waiting for this
I'm
guy
sure
to show up.
Even the EMTs probably didn't do anything. He's going to show up behind you guys at the end here.
Right. Well,
he's really letting the anticipation build here, Jim.
Yeah. This guy's really good. Yeah.
He's going to end up tapping you on the back when he's right behind you. Nope, never came.
He's going to hold his breath till he gets to the ocean.
Do you think they all just walked away like, you know, like the caddy does with when the priest gets struck, you know, when Bill Murray walks away? Do you think they all just kind of said, okay, and they all look at each other and everybody just kind of leaves?
Not it.
Right.
Somebody's going to say something now. Let's just go.
Everybody turn. Walk away slowly.
Let's just go. No, honey, he's fine. You're telling the kids. The Indian kids.
Yeah.
There, you just call them kids.
Yesterday we mentioned Sacramento Sheriff's Deputy Shauna Bishop.
Oh, the banged the kid that
she's 45. Yeah, she was banging a 16-year-old.
She was hot too.
She was
absolutely. One assumes that she still is
hot and sad now. I mean, she's vulnerable,
incarcerated.
Right.
You can be
we're
both.
The sad girls.
It's not common, but you can be both.
Now, yesterday we determined that we really did that. There were no details on
how
the
they
story.
Met. How they met, right?
Now we have details today.
Oh.
Holy cow.
It's better than you would have ever imagined.
Really? Man, I got an imagination, too.
Do you?
It's gonna
oh, you think
that?
You do.
Oh, good. Because she said it wasn't work, so we assumed it wasn't like some at-risk kid she was mentoring.
Correct.
She didn't arrest the kid. I assume that might have happened. It wasn't the neighborhood kid. Was
correct.
It, was it a wife, a girlfriend of hers kid? That's always worse.
Right along?
Was it a neighbor friend's kid?
It became a
here's
right
how,
along.
Here's the deal. It turned sort of that.
Okay.
It turns out the 16-year-old is her ex boyfriend's kid.
Oh.
No.
Now
I couldn't think that up.
Now then.
That's revenge.
Now then, this Shauna Bishop is now friends, or it was, or after the guy was her ex-boyfriend,
right.
She was friends with the kid's mother. So the ex-boyfriend's ex, if you see what I'm saying.
Yeah. So like looking good ain't the best revenge, banging your ex's kid is.
So she was. So she and the kid's mom were now friends after she and the kid's dad were no longer together.
Got it. So one night, they bonded over that guy's an ass.
So right. One night she spent the night.
Yes.
At mom's house.
What was her last name again?
Bishop.
When's Mrs. Bishop spending the night again? I liked her.
They had a 44-year-old slumber party.
One night, she spent the night over at mom's house. And it turns out that the kid who spoke to deputies said that she told the boy that she'd been watching stepmom's stepson-related porn videos.
Where's the mom at?
That made her fantasize about him. She's on Ambien in bed.
Oh, okay, good. Mom's out.
She's on Ambien in bed. And it turns out that Sheriff Bishop or Deputy Bishop says that when she was still
By the way, I almost sat on my nut right there. I almost did.
Ms. Bishop said that when she was still with the dad, she told the kid that she was fantasizing about the kid.
That's why the dad broke up with her?
No.
He should have.
There's no word on why they broke up. Because he may not have known, so you can't break up about something you don't know about.
Fantasizing about the kid? She told who? The kid?
She told the kid later on.
Oh, the dad didn't know. Got it.
Yeah, the dad never knew. She told the kid later on, after they had started in, that she had been fantasizing about him for some time. And so she said that she used to walk around dad's house naked, hoping that the kid would walk in on her.
Yeah, okay.
She said
she
watches the stepmom, stepson related porn videos, and she thinks about
it. They're not related to those porn videos. They're just actors. I've watched that, and it's hot.
Well, hence stepmom and stepson.
Yeah, it's loud, but it's also not. They're not related in the videos.
She says that she thinks about him while she takes care of herself and watches those things.
Who doesn't?
But Tyler wasn't there to explain that. Well, I guess they weren't actually related, were they?
Who?
Just like the people
No, it's stepmom. Clips. And by the way, it's never even his stepmom. It's dad's ex girlfriend I banged. There you go.
It's different.
What's the big deal? Except he was underage. That's it.
But I see a whole new porn genre coming
What's
up.
What's that one called?
So while mom was sleeping, dad's she showed up.
Banging dad's ex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While mom was sleeping that night was apparently the first time those two fooled around.
Who narked? Because the kid's getting some. Be quiet, man. Who narked? He told a buddy, right?
I don't know.
He told deputies. You think he'd just be like, nope, didn't happen.
I forget exactly how this was found out.
She might have gone and bragged to the ex.
Yeah.
Neener.
Yeah.
Yeah, your son's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Your kid can really lay it down.
That's the line. Your kid can lay it down.
He's not some washed up jackass like you.
Man, he's rubbing it in now. Damn.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.